Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's only going to get crazier because it is time for Masterpiece of the Week.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, Kevin?
Y'all doing good over there in B-dubs?
We're just taking a load off.
Y'all over there.
That's
in,
what we do best.
Yeah, y'all over there in my neck of the woods in Fort Worth. So
yeah, West 7th.
Yeah, this is my old stomping grounds.
Chop,
where
you
I've
come
made...
here all the time, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I live north of town, though. I don't come down here as much as I used to. Oh, okay. But yeah, I do. Yeah, for
did sure. You run into Johnny Manziel out here
at the Varsity?
Yeah,
I don't think it's there anymore. I know it's not. In fact, I know it's not there anymore.
Got shut down. Got shut down.
Yeah.
Well, I got some clips to play here. Even a late submission from Bobby Belt himself, courtesy of Alex. So we got Alex, CA, and one from James, and then we do have two from Corey. Oh. So who do we want to start out with, guys?
I want to start with Corey because we pick on people who are not here.
All right, here we go with Corey.
Oh, they couldn't just pull the string out of his butt.
They tried that.
Okay.
Talking about my dog.
Starting off strong. Yeah, starting off strong.
Yeah, the context is my little French dog, French bulldog, ate a thing of dental floss. And we had to take him to the vet, and they had to have surgery on her stomach. They couldn't just pull it.
They couldn't?
No. They tried, but it was wrapped around the intestines.
Oh, man.
Could have killed the dog.
Every now and then you get a dog. We'll get a dog that's our dog will have a hair coming out.
Yeah.
And I just call Sarah. I'm like, go, come on. You take care of this one.
Yeah, you got this one.
Oh, my gosh.
Take care of this.
Yeah, that's always the weirdest situation is whenever you realize that there's something there that needs to be fixed, and you're like, well, I don't want to be the one to do it.
You see the video of the bear with tapeworm coming out?
Oh, no.
Oh, man. He's just walking down the street, and the tapeworm just flapped back and forth.
Oh, no. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, please save us, Kevin. Please save us.
I was waiting for sort of taking over. Well, CA, I do have a couple, quite a few clips from you this week, and I'm curious.
That's right.
I'm game.
What exactly were you trying to see here?
I tell you what, it means a lot to a lot of people who look at teams elsewhere and see some dysfunction.
Whoa.
Yes, they do.
Dysfunction.
Just like when Choppy saw, he said he hadn't seen Dickie V in a while.
Yeah. Right. Let's talk about Dick Vitale. You
hadn't seen him in a while. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just called him Dick. That's his first name.
Yep, Richard.
And Alec, let's go ahead and get over to you.
No.
You call yourself a sports sicko, and I think that also falls in line with this one right here.
I swear, I'm like get a little turned on by it. You know, you're just like sports horny.
It does happen. It does happen. I get sports horny very often.
I feel like you're the only one that's admitting it, but it's definitely other people.
I'm probably sports horny right now. You could ask me right now, just because I'm watching football here on the big screens. Like there's highlight packages going on NFL Network. Yeah, man. I'm, you know, anything that gets the blood going.
Is that why you want to stand up and go to the board?
Yeah, like that's why teaching? That's why I've been sitting ever since I got up to like go wash my hands, and that's pretty much it. Yeah, yeah.
In courtesy of James doing a stellar job all week this week, let's go ahead and get to his lone clip this week.
I'll pull out.
Just quick and simple.
Jeez.
Yep. Yeah. Quick and simple.
Wow.
Quick and simple, James. James is here, by the
He's
way.
Here.
Yeah. And that, wow. Ladies and gentlemen, that's James Streitley over there.
With
and,
Alec.
And if you listen on the weekends, Alec 2.0 is also over there.
Unbelievable.
But yeah, so James, the good thing is you don't have a mic, so you can't defend yourself. So I just want to know that quick and simple is always the way to go. I just want you to know that.
And, Alec, I know you kind of this week has been real Gotham City. You've mentioned that many times.
Yeah.
And I'm also curious what we were talking about right here.
I don't like it cold, and I don't like it wet, okay? This is true. When it's cold and wet outside, you got to choose your battles, man.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
You got to choose your battles, man.
Yeah.
Like, make up your mind, Mother Nature. Are you going to be cold? Or I'm not going to say that last part. But, are you going to... I hate that, because if it's cold and raining outside, it's like, one, it's already like a fight for my life because I live in Grand Prairie driving to the studio, so 67 through Cedar Hill is like a slip and slide. Mm-hmm. But then I get out of the car, and it's freezing cold. I'm like, okay, now it's cold and wet. I'm not happy.
Ideally, it's cold and snowing. If it's going to be cold, I want to get something out of it.
Okay.
You know, at least if it's snowing, I could say, can't come into work today.
So if it's not snowing, you're not going.
True.
Okay. Good to know.
All right. And CA, you were giving high praise to a rookie quarterback earlier this week as well.
Oh. The Vince Guaraldi album for Christmas.
The Penis Gang. Yeah.
That was so I never buy myself a gift.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Run it one more time. He was saying Peanuts Gang, but it doesn't sound like it.
Vince Guaraldi album for Christmas.
The Penis Gang. Yeah.
That was so I never buy myself a gift.
No, that was not Peanut. No.
That Ollie did Brown, not sound like Lucy. Peanuts.
Nope. No, sir. No, sir.
That was not Peanuts.
No, sir.
That was not.
You hear what you want to hear.
No, I heard exactly what I heard, and it was not Peanuts.
So what did I say?
Whatever Jerry was talking about feeding the media earlier this morning.
Yeah, no, sir. You did not say that.
Alec, this one, like I said, courtesy of Bobby Belt, he sent me this. So I think you'll recall this one.
Dancing on other men at parties and so on and so forth. They started spreading them. He edited
that.
He chopped that up.
That's okay. If that's what the party is, that's what the party is.
You say he chopped it up?
I was.
Yeah. Hold on. You say he chopped it up?
Yes.
Did he?
He did.
Did he?
Hey, I just used what was sent to me. Okay?
Chopped and screwed. That's
what
happened.
Did he? You got to do what the party is.
Stop the count. This is not okay. That was altered. That was altered. I was talking about Travis Hunter's girlfriend dancing on other dudes at parties while she's in a relationship. He altered that audio. Uh-huh. That is not fair.
Oh, man.
He is out for my name. He's trying to get me to deactivate like Travis Hunter.
Baby oil?
No, none of that.
Baby oil.
No.
I don't think that was just
I don't
baby
go
oil.
To the all-white parties. No, I only go to birthday parties, not the all-white parties like Michael Rubin. No.
All right, boys. Well, I think that's a good selection of clips. Who are we voting for?
Ooh, that's tough.
I like the last one.
I'm not voting for myself. So, Chop, you're voting for the digitally altered clip of me.
It's
dancing on
real.
Other men at parties and so on and so forth. They started spreading them. There's a noticeable jump.
It sounded normal to me. I don't know.
He is out for my name.
I think it sounded normal. Ruben votes normal.
No, you have no say in this. No, you're not allowed here. No. I'm going to vote for... This is tough. I'm going to vote for CA talking about a certain gang.
Snoopy?
Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
Try the album.
The Penis Gang. Yeah.
That was... So, I never buy myself a gift.
Why did no one stop him either? He just kept going.
No, I instantly... James can vouch for this. As soon as he said that, my eyes dart up to James. I'm like, he did not say Peanuts. He did not. And I talked back to him.
Definitely not.
What'd I say?
All right, CA, who's your vote for?
Gonads.
Alex Did he?
Why?
Why not?
Dancing on other men at parties and so on and so forth. They started spreading them. Yeah.
Yeah. It all sounds like one to me. I don't know. And your winner for Masterpiece of the Week is Alec and his quote for dancing on other men.
No Diddy. No Diddy. There we go.
I don't like you. Why are we cheering this? It's the KNC Masterpiece, sadly, here on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you guys for putting up with that. Thank you, RJ Choppy, for stopping in as well and voting against me and shaming my name. Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, it is time to chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation, live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Fort Worth on 105.3 The Fan.